are those that match and align with nature. They're congruent with nature. In fact, there's a gentleman named Jacques who wrote an organization, a book called Requisite Organization. He's the one who has organized military organizations, large corporations, etc. And he believes that organizations must match the organizational structure of nature to maximize their growth. Now, what does that mean? If you look and look in the room, you'll see individual bodies. They have spiritual souls. They have minds and body. And they have a body with a brain that organizes the information that passes through the body in order to take in information and send out activity. Motor function, they call it. So our brain is set up with a certain organizational structure. The most primitive part of the brain is very reactive. It's not organized very well. It's very primitive, and it reacts. Stimulus, response, impulsive. But as you move up through the layers and the evolution of the brain, it moves to more differentiation and complexity and order as it goes along. In other words, instead of reacting with all or none, it starts to act with more options. The higher the level of the brain, the more the options, the more the contingencies, the more the refinement of function instead of gross reaction. So if you look at the way the brain is structured, it is literally set up the way corporations are ideally structured. If you study neurology and you study organizational flowcharts of businesses, they are the same. They're mapped out exactly the same. Because whoever designed the body and however that body was evolved and developed, that is extremely efficient. There's a law in the universe that's called the law of effectancy and efficiency. It says that all energy and matter will be used most effectively and efficiently, or otherwise the structure will fall apart. The brain is set up this way. So we want to organize our business according to functions. They're called organs in our body, the functions. But we have systems of organs, and we have a brain that governs this. We could call the brain the chief executive and the board. We could call the organs the various functions. We could call then the tissues and the cells the subordinates, and the individual cells the individuals that work in the company. If you correlate the body and the organization and map it accordingly, as Jacques did, you'll find out that this is a very wise manner in order to build the organization. There's systems within systems within systems. So it's essential to define your vision of the company and then lay out exactly what are the functions that are going to be necessary in building it. If you can't see the functions, it's going to be difficult to build the company. But if you can see the functions and you can organize them, once they're organized, you put them into a level of priority. The heart is more important than the toe. It is a lower priority to have a toe than a heart. You could not live without a heart. So every organ is in a hierarchy of priority, and in an organizational flowchart, the magnitude of neurological organization going to it is according to its value and priority. So an organizational chart is like the brain and the body. So it must be organized and put in that fashion. So take the time to lay out the plan of what you see as an order. I went into a company and restructured a company. I have one of my trainers in Houston, Texas, who works for large companies and is involved in restructuring and reorganizing companies. And she can, and I worked with her one time on Shell Corporation, she can literally restructure and reposition things and immediately, just in a matter of a few weeks, see the impact on the flow of the company, and it changes because of the way it's structured. Just by having change a function here and redistribute where things are under things, the company starts to flow better. So take the time to think of every single component of the company that you want to build and organize it by function, not person, but by function. One function